Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This morning.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website was already the best of all time, and then it got an update, a refresh, a brand new, and you won't believe
it. How could they ever do it? How did they make it better?
I don't know how.
Amazing.
But they did. They being the...
Are they the digital or did the IT department have to help with that too?
Digital department.
All right.
The smoking section here at Entercom. Mm-hmm.
And Ron.
Right. So check it out, RadioAlice.com. All right, where to begin? They did catch the Waffle House murderer.
The naked guy.
The naked guy. He's the guy who has had quite a few run-ins. And now, actually, one of the stories in the news is that they're going to pursue charges on the dad.
Because tell that part of the story.
The guns from this person had been confiscated from an earlier incident. And he'd shown through a few reports to be having mental issues. I don't know what to call it. What's politically correct? I don't know.
The authorities step in and take the guns away from him and then...
give them back to his dad. And his dad gives them back to this man.
Right.
And I use the term boy accidentally because that's just what comes out of my mouth. But he's 29.
Right.
He's not a boy.
He's a grown man.
So the dad gave these guns back to this man who then went into a Waffle House and killed four people. Shot others, too, but four people dead.
And probably would have killed more if it wasn't for the hero who jumped him and tried to get the gun away from
right.
him.
Yeah, because the guy was reloading. Mm.
So it's going to be interesting to see if they can charge the dad. These guns were gone.
They should have been gone.
And it's going to be, they'll probably look at the law that is, you know, these guns should be given back to the family. Why?
Never. They shouldn't. Because family dynamics are something that can't be, the dad can promise all day long, oh, don't worry, I'll protect these, I'll keep these away from my kid. Well, are you going to be home the whole time? Is the kid going to, the kid knows exactly where the guns are? Or you get sweet talked and I'm fine, dad, just give me back my guns. You know, I love my guns. The gun should just be removed from these people's lives.
So
and I think that it is, I think he should be charged, the father.
He had been, there was a massive manhunt underway, and they found him not far from his apartment. Some construction guys saw him lurking around and called police, and they got him. So there's that. You know, our boy makes the news, your boy makes the news
is it
today.
Elon?
Oh, no, I changed the page.
Oh,
darn it.
Darn it all.
No, it's not Elon.
No.
It is Gavin Newsom.
Oh, I love Gavin, yeah.
He makes the news as he says, alcohol isn't a problem anymore. A little wine is fine.
You know what's funny, Vinny? I read this story this morning. And
you did?
I did. And I thought to myself, I wonder what Vinny will think about this story. Because you've had your struggles. Do you consider
absolutely.
Yourself an alcoholic?
Me?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
That's it. You're dry, but that's always a thing.
I would never... I hope to never, I got to word this correctly, I hope to never touch another drip of alcohol. Mm. It does not work for me.
Right.
As far as what Gavin's saying here, I know he has a big election coming. He's trying to probably get out in front of the fact that you may see him with a drink in his hand and doesn't want people to... I wasn't here for the scandal.
It was big.
I was in Oregon, so I didn't hear the confession that he needs to get help with a drinking problem, and he'd made a huge mistake. I guess he'd... Who is this Ruby?
That's his best friend's
Ruby Rippy Torque.
Yeah.
It's his best... Or his best friend and...
campaign advisor?
Yeah, and it was that guy's wife. Mm-hmm. But it's not just that, because he was going through a divorce. He had this whole affair thing going on. But then something happened. I want to say there was a big fire or a shooting or something, and they got the call at 10 o'clock at night, and he was wasted.
He went to the hospital, they say. And let me see if I have that. Well, I do have it. I just have to flip through this on my iPad. Yeah, he showed up at the hospital, and they say he'd been drinking.
Mm-hmm. And he just said that's, you know, sort of the same conclusion you'd come to earlier in your life where, like, everything bad is seems to be alcohol related.
So he said about his alcohol use back in 07, I've come to the conclusion that I will be a better person without alcohol in my life. He added that he wasn't blaming his drinking for his personal lapses in judgment, but he had been having an affair with some lady named Ruby Rippy Torque, his appointments secretary and wife of his campaign manager. And apparently the campaign manager was an old buddy of his.
Like one of his best friends.
Right.
It was a debacle.
Oh, here it is. A month before that news broke, the Chronicle had reported that he appeared to be under the influence when he arrived at San Francisco General in response to a late night shooting of a police officer.
That's what it was.
So that's when he said he was going to quit drinking, which he says he did with the snap of a finger. Mm. And he also is, I mean, the reason for this article is he's trying to get out in front of it before the June 5th primary. I mean, he wants people.
Is it possible?
He's leading in the polls right now.
Right. I mean, look, you know, if he wants to be governor, and I mean, I just, so my question for you is, because as I read this, I thought, God, what does Vinny think about this? Is it possible for some people to have had a downward spiral? They were leaning on alcohol.
Yeah, I do believe that
he can come back and still have it under control.
I hope it's possible. I'd like to believe you can go through a rough patch and maybe overuse and then pull off and be okay.
Right.
And still have a beer or whatever. Sure. People ask me that all the time, too. A lot of people write me on Facebook a lot about their drinking and their problems with it and whatever. And I hope that you can go back to it. I know I can't. But I hope that he can. And I actually like the guy. We've met him. And I think his heart's in the right place.
Absolutely agree.
As weird as that sounds, because, you know, most people don't like politicians, I do think he wants to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's super into it.
Oh, my God. He really is. I mean, this is a guy who started as a city super. Like, he's from a family with money. He doesn't have to do this stuff. I think he actually cares. Plus, I'm sorry. He won my heart forever when the day he became mayor, he said, gay marriage is legal.
Well,
like
and
I imagine
you're going to see him using that to his advantage as they head towards the primary
and
beyond. Married couples who make it 20 years are happier than newlyweds.
I guess that's interesting.
A point in your relationship where you've been through the rough stuff and you've emerged on the other side a better couple for it.
This study out of Penn State University
and Brigham Young University. Marriage doesn't peak at the beginning. It peaks after two decades.
It's a very rich relationship.
They say they believe it's because during those two decades, you develop an even deeper appreciation of each other. And you start to like to spend time together even more. So there you go.
You just like that person, and there they are. And all your memories and all the things that you do, there's this other person. And the bond between you is, you know, and it's not, look, marriage isn't for everyone. Just ask Hooman.
Hooman, is marriage for you?
It's really hard to find someone that'll, you know, put up with my quirks, and I'll put up with their quirks, and it's just...
Can you go on the record and say right now that you will never marry?
No, absolutely not.
But you've cut yourself off from relationships.
But I don't really look for it.
That's true.
I'll go on a date every once in a while.
Answer me this.
Riddle me.
Do you hope to marry?
Maybe like deep, deep, quietly, down inside, deep. Maybe, yeah.
It's a yes or no question.
It's not a yes or no question.
Do you hope to marry?
On the surface, no. Deep down inside, yes.
Under that scab where your heart hides.
He's talking to me, sir, not to you.
Oh, can I ask you a question?
Use his hand as
Sarah.
That.
Call on Hooman. Oh, his mouth is full. But someone texted in, Hooman, who was the lady that you were walking arm in arm with
yesterday? I have it right here. 650 has texted in. I wasn't going to read this. But since you bring it up, Yuzi. Saw Hooman walking in the marina yesterday. He had his arm around some hot chica taking a romantic sunset walk on Chrissy Field. Who was she, Hooman?
Yeah, Hooman.
It was no one. Just one of my... It was...
Oh, you're calling her a no one?
Oh, boy. The poor thing.
Crunch. Ooh. Sorry, ma'am.
It was a dear family friend. Let's just leave it at that.
Why do we have to leave it at that?
Because
that's all I have to say about it.
What's her name?
Shiva.
Shiva.
Shiva. It's like woman and Shiva.
800-400-3. Feel free to call in, Shiva. What's the rest of the number? 3697.
Woman will just hang up on you.
Oh, I know, yeah. Actually. He right. answers the phone.
Darn it. Foiled. All right. Well, whatever. Mm. Good luck to you and Shiva, man. So, delivery. It's a thing. People are super into it. I've started to understand why people like it so much. Not the Amazon stuff so much. The missus is now ordering groceries, having them all gathered for her, and then she pulls up into a parking spot, and it's brought out to her, and she's done shopping in a finger snap.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And she's like...
Is that the curbside service?
It is.
Uh-huh.
What? And that's being grocery offered stores. At more... That's Knob Hill, but it's also available now at Target and other
Target
places.
Target does it. Yeah, I think I have the app on my phone. I've never used it, but I have the app for Target.
Well, you know what's great about that is you aren't tempted by the... I always wind up buying more stuff than I need. Like, John sent me to the store yesterday for some stuff, and I was like, well, look at those barbecue potato chips.
Look at them.
I think I need to have those.
Then she starts ordering Costco delivery, which I'm super surprised by because Costco is the hurdle of my weekend where I know it's got to get done. Mm-hmm. I know I'm going to drop $250 at that place, and it's going to take what it takes.
So she buys, like, bulk paper towels or toilet paper or whatever?
The bulk. We get our big things of coffee from there, you know, that giant bag.
Kirkland Signature.
No, Pete's. Come on. What's wrong with you?
I buy the Kirkland. It's so
what?
Good. It's delicious. I'm going to have some right now.
You don't drink Uban anymore?
Whatever John gives her.
Whatever.
Uban, Kirkland.
So Costco...
They do it too, so I
guess. Are they coming to your house or that's curbside?
I think it comes to the house.
Wow.
Yeah, listen, I would do anything to skip the Costco experience. Like, I actually love that store, but $250, you're getting out of there for cheap, man. I always find some stupid thing I can't live without.
You got an office chair or something?
Yeah, office chairs or, you know, patio furniture or a paper shredder or some light bulbs. I don't know.
So I've always sort of laughed at that, but I have to say, as I'm about to report this Amazon story, that, man, we're taking advantage of it now,
sure
too, at my
are.
House. And I'm surprised by it. But who's got enough time to do all these chores?
And there it is. It's a huge time saver.
I love doing the Instacart because I go through my recipes and then I, like, pick, okay, I need one cucumber, you know.
Oh.
Four tomatoes, whatever, and it's just, it's at my house in 90 minutes.
Instacart?
Mm-hmm.
That's an app?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, that and DoorDash I use.
Amazon is about to start doing delivery to your car. So apparently they already have a way to, I guess you have to have an app and whatever kind of door entry system to your home for this to be available. They already can get into your house to put your packages in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to be able to, if you, for certain car makes, or initially, all the cars with OnStar.
Oh.
Do you know what that is?
I do. Mm-hmm. But
Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac vehicles, all that have the OnStar connected car service will be available. Also, Volvos, for some reason, have the same service available. So Amazon Prime members will be able to have stuff delivered to their car, put inside. So this could be done if your car is out in front of your house or if you're at work.
Yeah. Oh,
they'll find your car and make the delivery there. Hmm. Does that seem crazy?
I feel like that seems... I guess, actually, though, if you don't want to let someone in your house and you can't have it left on your doorstep because you live in the city or someplace where, you know, people could steal... Right. Having it put in your car, that is a secure place.
So Amazon Prime customers would need to download the Amazon Key app, and from there, it would connect to their car, and your deliveries would then be put in your car.
Wow.
For safety or for ease.
Convenience, right?
Yeah,
convenience. Is there a fee?
Well, there's got to be. Well, you're a Prime member.
Yeah, you are paying.
So you're paying for
that.
That's
true, yeah.
That's but really
more
interesting.
And more full service options from these companies, and it's pretty darn good. I really don't want to like it, but I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have enough time.
Well, especially your girl that has a kid with her, you know, she doesn't want to unload Isla, take her into the store.
Any parent will say getting the kid in and out of the seat is a major deterrent to even wanting to leave the house, much less the trouble that you deal with when you get there.
Right.
No, you can't have that. But I want gum. All right, have gum. Please.
I don't want to fill
your mouth with the
right.
gum.
Sure.
Zip it.
How is it right when you do the checkout and there's a million different things right there?
I know. That's tough.
Is that the worst part?
That's where I always grab something.
Oh, you do too?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't mean for you. I mean for the kid.
Oh, for a kid.
Yeah. When you had a kid.
Oh, that was so perfect. Mm. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Scott Capurro and his husband, Edson.
All
have
right.
just checked in.
It's Sarah and Vinny.